This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
A loud amen. Bringing us the first word in this hour of visitation, will you put your hands together this morning as we receive Bishop Thomas Aremu to bring the word of the Lord to us. Make it bigger for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven? Let's enter his gate by appreciating him for commotion of light that we have received. Yesterday, our visitation was electric. Revelation upon revelations. Let's acknowledge this. He said, ye that are far off and ye that are near, acknowledge my mind, what I have done. He did it. And is here to do it again. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Today again, God will surely visit us. That amen is too low. I said, today again, God will surely visit us. Well, in case your neighbor is not saying what you are saying, say it to yourself and say, today, God will surely visit me. And as you have said before the Lord, so shall it be done unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shiloh 2023. Father, we are here before you again. Send your word with power. Let everyone under the sound of my voice be immersed by the power of your word. Show us what to do next. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever correction we need, Father, we are set to receive them. For your word is good for reproofs, for corrections, and for training in righteousness. Father, all this we receive of you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And at the end, we shall glorify you. In Jesus' holy name. Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Once again, welcome to the hour of visitation. And I want to appreciate God's servant, my father and the Lord, who has given me this privilege. Over the year, now 40 years, I've been learning under his tutelage, and I'm still learning, and I choose to remain a learner using what has been done, getting more to be done, and going forward in destiny. Thank you, sir, for the privilege. Hallelujah. We have been hearing words of power. Words that are electric. Words that is changing us from inside to outside. I believe, God, that in this session, God will add to what he has given to us. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. My assignment here is to teach on covenant steps towards living a sanctified life. Covenant steps towards living a sanctified life. A sanctified lifestyle shall be your lifestyle from now. I see your struggle with sin over by the Shiloh 2023. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see rising and falling into sin coming to an end. But we must know the steps. So I'll be delivering to you one by one. And you will do well to take heed. There might be one or two you know before. And there may be one that you see that you have not known. All I urge everyone, both here and Winners Global, take heed to what you hear. Because every step leads somewhere. So, covenant step. This covenant step will lead you to a better life. In holiness, in righteousness, uprightness, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you the secret of the devil. If he cannot get you to sin, he cannot get you to destroy. Sin is a bait in the hands of the devil by which he gets all his victims. We are talking of flourishing. He said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. So flourishing is open to all, but not all can have it, except following some specified terms, some of which will be delivered now. Covenant steps towards living a sanctified life. What then is sanctification? We have heard that word. Some of us grow with that word. In those days, some people will come to you, Brother Thomas, pray for me. I've lost my sanctification. Because where we are coming from, sanctification is not optional. It's not one of these days I will be sanctified. No. You must be sanctified. There is that compelling force on us by the Holy Ghost through our leaders, teaching us that we must come to the level of sanctification. And let me tell you, that's the next definite experience after salvation. If you are still rising and falling into sin, and you are even wondering, even you yourself, you are judging it, am I actually saved? Because this is not Christianity. Your challenge is you are yet to bring your level, yourself, to the level of biblical sanctification. Let me read the text before I give the definition. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 3 and 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. For this is the will of God. Even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. And verse 4, that every one of us should know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. The good news is that one of the purposes of this message is to help us to know how to possess our vessel, our humanity, our body, in sanctification and honor. And look at where honor is. Only the sanctified will be glorified. So if you don't taste the glory of God, it's not God. You are destined to be glorified. He that he has called, he has justified. And they that he has justified, he has glorified. You are a glory candidate. Whichever sin is covering that glory, I curse it from the root. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. What then is sanctification? You see that word? God mentioning it several times. Sanctify the people. Sanctify the camp. Sanctify, sanctify, sanctify. What is sanctification? It is separation unto God for holiness, righteousness, and uprightness. Making it right, upward, forward. Separation unto God for holiness, righteousness, and uprightness. And the word says, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. And what again? Let me give another definition for understanding. Sanctification is a lifestyle of walking and living in the fear of God. You are walking in it. You are living in it. You are clothed with it. It is feasible and tangible and touchable on you and yours. It's a lifestyle of walking and living in the fear of God. And you know what awaits you when you live in the fear of God? That's what made Joseph, the minister, the slave boy, becoming the minister, the prime minister in Egypt. That's what made Daniel, the captive, the president of the president in Babylon. This message will make someone tangible, unique, someone at the top, getting to the top from someone here. No matter how low you are today, I want to give you this good news. Sanctification will lead to your promotion. You may be a nobody, just separate yourself to God and keep tune with holiness and righteousness. Suddenly, the greatness that is ordered, the glory that is ordered for those who embrace sanctification will begin to come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me give you the third one, because out of two or three witnesses, the truth shall be Establish. Sanctification is inner purity with outer reflections. Inner purity with outer reflections. You wonder why you are just thinking all manner of junk talks, and you are wondering, I'm a Christian. What is all this? You keep on binding the devil. Satan, I bind you. Leave my heart alone. Leave my heart. Get out. Get out. I will not think evil thought again. I will not. I will not. As we go through this teaching, you will see the process. And you will embrace the product. In the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart. Not on the face. Only sanctification can bring that kind of purity. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Whatever is strong enough to connect you to God, to make you to live in God and walk in God and move in God. It's a big subject matter. This is see God. And to see God is to see solution. To see God and to see your healing. To see God is to begin to flourish. So shall it be for someone here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sanctification, even though it's the will of God, believers are required to take heed to certain biblical instruction to live a sanctified life. There is what to do. This is a doing kingdom, not just a believing kingdom. And if you actually believe, you will act, because faith is an act. In Hebrews 10:36, it says, after you have done the will of God, you obtain the promise. What was the promise? Flourishing. But you have, these are the things to do. These are the things to do. It's true, you can pray your way to sanctification. For whosoever has kept receive it. Lord, sanctify me wholly. The prayers in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 can be prayed. And you can get answer. But that is instant. There is the experiential dimension to it. He said, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That is totally. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything hurting your body, hurting your spirit, hurting your soul, from today they shall depart from you. You will get to the gate of heaven blameless, accepted in the beloved, celebrating with the saint triumphant, in the name of Jesus Christ. We can pray it because it's the will of God for ourselves. But prayer is not a substitute to obedience of faith. You can see the spirit of obedience pervading every dimension of Shiloh 2023. Prayer is not a substitute of obedience to scriptural instructions. Luke 6:46, Jesus said, "Why are you calling me Lord, Lord, without doing what I command you to do? Why call ye me Lord, Lord, I've heard? But why are you not doing what the things which I say?" Most of the time we miss it in doing, particularly winners. Winners global, listen to me. When it comes to anyone that is part of this family and everyone gathering with us, to hear the word, we are blessed. Abundance of the word. Prophetic word. Prophetic instructions. Waiting for obedience. But some just hear it and forget it. But I want to believe that from this Shiloh 2023 forward, no more disobedience. No more laxity in doing whatever he has commanded. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You don't chart the fear of God. I fear God. If you fear God, let's see it. You walk in it. Only those who walk in the fear of the Lord thrive in hard time. How many people thrive in hard time? Only those who walk in the fear of God thrive in hard time. Because access to our inheritance demands sanctification. Acts 20:32. Access to our inheritance demands sanctification. There are something your father, my father, the Almighty won't give you. Except you know that you have the spiritual maturity to undo it. What will God do? Will to bless someone who is carrying girlfriends around the town? If he's blessed more than where he is now, he will marry the second wife. If the blessing continue, he will marry the third one. So there are too many things that is in our inheritance. It's for us. I wish above 40 that thou mayest prosper and be in hell, even as your soul prosper. But they are not safe to be delivered because of our spirituality. They are not safe to be delivered. If God gives money to some people here, it's like he hates them. Not that he loves them. Because he may destroy them. I have discovered in my small prosperity journey, God will not give you more than what you can handle. Either by maturity, by sanctification, or by spirituality. If he gives you more, it's dangerous. The devil may use it against you and get you out of the way and make you to destroy yourself. That's why the need for sanctification cannot be overemphasized. Those who have their inheritance in the scripture are sanctified people. All through the scripture. All through the scripture. And you know what happened to Solomon? He came from a generation of prosperity. The richest man on his day. But because he could not submit himself to sanctification and holiness, he submitted himself to fornication. And he was driven away, marrying wife, increasing concubine. The God of winner will not do that. If it will not pay you, if it will not be in your interest to be rich, it's better you don't have it. So that a little here, a little there, you are still being proved before you are approved for real inheritance. That's why sometimes you see that your limit is 100,000. The greatest testimony you have shared is 100,000. If you know how to handle, if you are a child of God, if you know how to handle that one way, beginning from tithing, then you can move. Some people have never seen 1 million. The day they see 1 million, we may not see them here again. To some, it is nothing because they have left that level. After this embracing of sanctification, I see God changing your level from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Acts 20:32, you see what the word says there. They are related. Your sanctification, your inheritance. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. We are being built up. We are still work in progress. And to give you what? An inheritance. Is building before possession of your inheritance. Among all them which are sanctified. You see those who have inheritance? Among those who are sanctified. So, among the believers in the world, you have the group of the sanctified. The covenant band of the sanctified. Today, this Shiloh 2023, you will join them. Yeah. I will join them. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I hear this very well, not in terminate, rising and falling into sin. Like sanctification. You know, God told the people of old, you have wearied me with your repentance. Even though you can repent, there's a limit to it. Israel were very fast at repentance. They can weep now. They can say they are sorry. They can ask Moses to plead for them. They can ask for mercy. But they go into it again. And when they go to Numbers 12, 13, thereabout, God said, these 10 times, 10 times, I'm not taking it again. 10 times. So therefore, don't dwell with sin. Don't embrace sinfulness because there's a limit you can go before you are judged. These 10 times, I won't hear. And he destroyed them in the wilderness. Who knows whether your hoe is already 8? And we don't know whether it will give you up to that or more than that. By sanctification, let's run away from sin. And in the name of Jesus, so shall it be for us. Amen. Now, what are the demands for sanctification? What are the demands for sanctification? I go through them one by one. Because it will place a demand on you before you deliver the blessing and the glory to you. What are the demands of sanctification? Number one, purify yourself. Somebody shout it, purify yourself. Aha, you have a personal responsibility. In 1 John 3, 1 to 3, he said, now we're the sons of God. But in verse 3, he said, whosoever have this hope in him, purify himself. You have the hope. You are now a accredited son of God. To keep that legacy, purify yourself. Every man that have this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure. The person you are dealing with is pure. And look at verse 8 of the same scripture. Look at verse 8 of the same scripture. He that committed sin is of the devil. Nobody wants to be called a child of the devil. But carrying away sin, going from one sin to the other, repenting yesterday, committing another one today. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. One of the evidence of your salvation is that you have left your sins behind. A new you, a man with a new lifestyle. There's a difference between who you are over there in darkness and who you are now. That's salvation. That is it. Purify yourself. You see the word yourself? No one will do it for you. Because no one knows you like you. And number two, purge yourself. To purge me, get it. Get rid of it. Get it out. Purge yourself of evil thoughts, evil imagination. Purge yourself. 2 Timothy 2:19-21. And that's the foundation of God. He said, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knows his own. And let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. If you go to verse 20:21, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and hard, and some to honor, some to dishonor. And verse 21, if a man therefore purge himself, it's your responsibility. From this, from what? From fornication, adultery, lasciviousness. He shall be a first one to honor. Sanctify. And meet for the master's use and prepare unto every good work. Sanctify. You want to be sanctified? There are things to purge. Purge yourself of pornography. Watching blue film. It will interest you to know that some see a blue film. Even in Shiloh Grand. And I will instruct you, anything that look like that, for whatever purpose you put it there, Satan make you to put it. you purge it immediately. Or when next you see your heart, it's an instruction. Purge it. It has corrupted your destiny. It has brought the devil. It has connected you to the marine world. The blue film. Purge yourself. And number three, flee youthful lust. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee youthful lust. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Flee it. Lust, the thing you are craving after that are not of God. And the youth is vulnerable to that level of behavior. But the Bible says flee. Flee means run with speed. The Lord will help you to do that. In the name of Jesus Christ. And one of such laws is 1 Corinthians 6:18. He said, flee fornication. Why is fornication being brought out? Because that's one of the commonest pitfalls for sinfulness. That's one of the highest corrupter or destroyer of your sanctification. Don't meddle around little girl here and there. He said, because of fornication, let everybody go and marry. When you know you are right to marry, go and marry. You are entitled to only one woman in the whole wide world. Go and pick her and rest your soul and enjoy the wife of your youth and bye-bye to others. That is the Bible. That is the Bible. Once a lady is getting close to you, he has a mission. Satan may send him, because the way you are going, hey, I'm a winner. Hey, I'm a Christian. He said, let me send someone to him. Oh, this, I'm a Christian, I am sanctified. Let's see how far. He comes around as a help, as a friend. You ask some people, what is this lady doing around you? He says, my friend. Friend of what? A man. He's my friend. That language is corrupting. Because there's nothing you can't do with your friend. You can tell your secret to your friend. And by the time one day you say, okay, me and my friend, we are going somewhere. And you may not return. Or at least return wounded. So, number four, abstain from all appearances of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. The moment it appears, don't let it manifest. Once you say that this is evil coming, pick ray, abstain. Abstain from all appearances of the devil. You can't see a woman by me, by the back of my car. If my wife is sitting by my side, oh, she can ask, permit a woman to sit in front. No problem. It's a law. Even if I meet you stranded and I know you, there is still something I have to protect on my own. I can't save you to unsave myself. So, don't wait for it to manifest. Once it's coming, pick race. Say, no. Be sensitive and be very personal with yourself. And then the thing somebody else cannot withstand. If you go and dabble into it and you know yourself, you that even when you see the lap of a woman, your body is already shaking. You now say somebody says, I should come to you to visit you. That appearance is not good. It may ditch you and frustrate your consecration. And number five, put off the old man with his deed. There are certain things you are used to. Your old man is still there, craving for expression and trying to inform you that it is normal, everybody is doing it. Old man, your whole styles of living, say, put it off. You know what you put off? You put it away from you. Put off the old man. Colossians 3:9. Put off the old man. The old man still wants to abide with you. He has been with you for long. He has been your tenant. Put him off. And look at it on the other side. Number 6, put on the new man, which is renewed. Aha. There's no vacuum. Where the old man used to be, is the new man that should be there. Put him on. Put him on. You may have light in your house until you switch it on. There'll be no light. Put the new man on. Because if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. The new has come. The new man. Colossians 3:10. Put on. Clothe yourself with a new appearance, a new lifestyle. That is it. And until you put the new man, the old man will still reign, continue to reign. Whatever is old in you that must be let go, I command discipline to let it go. Yeah. Courage to let go. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And number 7, give no place to the devil. The devil your adversary goes about seeking who he may defraud. He said, ye resist him steadfastly in the faith. The devil's business is to steal, to kill, and destroy. And it's a daily affair. That's why he said, when you pray daily, pray like this. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You need to hold fast to your deliverance by giving no place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. Give him no place. What, where you give him is where you occupy. He has no right into your territory except by your permission from inside to outside. Give him no place. Be very smart as resistance. What you don't resist is permitted to remain. And my God will give you understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ. James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. That's not enough. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Don't assume that the devil will go on his own. One dirty habit will go. One addiction will go. Resist. Mount pressure over those things to leave you alone until it is no longer found there. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. And number 8, exercise yourself unto godliness. Godliness is practical. Godliness means God-likeness. What will God do here? That's what you should do. Until you are sure, it's better not to move. God-likeness. 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 Because you are God look-alike as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. So, exercise yourself. It's you who will do it. Unto godliness. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. Exercise yourself. Make it practical. Verse 8. Bodily exercise profited little, but godliness profitable unto all things, having promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come. Is for your gain. Is for your profiting. And the Lord will help you to do that. And number 9, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Unbelievers shouldn't form the league of your business partner, your tight friends, your confidant. No. They will lead you to where they are. If you can't lead them to where you are, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Too many things are about them. They are listed there. Don't go along with them. And evil communication corrupt good manner. 1 Corinthians 15:33. And number 10, take regular showers in the word. If you abandon the scripture, you will not be empowered from your inside. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. Thy word have I kept in my heart, that I may not sin against you. That's Psalm 119, verses 9 to 11. The war. Every day you must read scripture, meditate in certain portion, get the revelation, be packaged, feed your spirit. And number 11, engage the Holy Spirit on the altar of prayer to mortify the deed of the flesh. 1 Corinthians 14:4. Oh, you charge yourself, pray in the Holy Ghost. He that pray in an unknown God, edify himself, keep himself fit, keep himself sanctified. So shall it be for you. The Holy Spirit must be your partner. That's why his name is holy. He's the one who is holy, who can make you holy. And finally, number 12, be committed to a life of watching and praying. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Be prayerful. Matthew 26:41. What you cannot receive by your effort, God will give you strength as you pray. Particularly praying in the Holy Ghost, and strength will come upon you, and your life will never be the same again. I therefore see everyone under the sound of my voice obedient to these rules, to this commandment for sanctification. May you take this step from now and rededicate yourself to sanctification. A louder amen. Stand on your feet, give thanks to God for what you have heard, and tell God, I'm ready. I rededicate myself for sanctification and holiness. Make a commitment from your inside and mean it. Sanctification is my choice from now. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. May the God of all sanctification help everyone with grace to live a sanctified life. Amen. Your flourishing will not be frustrated because of sinfulness. A new style of living from here, as you have heard. Jesus is Lord. Shall we put our hands together as we welcome the choir? As they lead us in praise. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.